T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:43, 17 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Glad you're with us on this Monday morning, June 28th. 29 days till training camp. And the Saints issued a statement saying, based on the current City of New Orleans policy, if we were to start the season today, the City of New Orleans would require fans to wear masks to host an event with full capacity. The Saints would not and will not require proof of vaccination for fans attending our games as our community vaccination rate continues to improve over the summer. We fully expect and intend to begin the season without masks being required. Additionally, 100% of our coaching and football operations staff are fully vaccinated, and we're amongst the top 3 teams in the NFL in player vaccination rate. As we have stated in the past, we encourage everyone eligible in our community to get vaccinated to protect themselves, their families, and their neighbors. This will further ensure our intentions of not requiring a mask to attend our games. Either way, I don't think people are going to keep the masks on their face when it comes time to screaming defense, although it would. Greg Upton, assistant research professor at LSU's Center for Energy Studies, be an interesting experience to see how muffled it would be with everybody screaming defense through a mask, don't you think?
It would just be a different Superdome, Tommy. I don't know what to think.
It would. What would it sound like? I don't know if it would sound like bees buzzing or what. Let's talk about the Chalmette Refinery. So what is it that the company wants to do in terms of it being, I guess, maybe this is a green project that they want to take on?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you know, Tommy, the Chalmette Refinery is over 100 years old. And it was purchased by a company called PBF Energy in 2015 for about $320 million. And there's a piece of that refinery that's not currently being utilized. And what they want to do is invest about $550 million in order to use that not utilized portion of the refinery to create something that's called biofuels. And so to give you an idea of what biofuels is, think about the gasoline that goes into your car. So you extract crude oil, a company goes and extracts crude oil from the ground. They sell that to a refinery, which then refines it into that product that you can use to drive around with. And so if you think about it, it's sort of interesting. What is crude oil? It's actually just plant matter and algae matter that was that grew millions and millions of years ago that was packed, you know, deep into the ground. And now we're just extracting that. And so what's interesting is today we can actually just grow that plant matter ourselves, and we can actually create gasoline and diesel that goes into our vehicles. And so that's what they're planning on doing with that piece of the refinery.
And this is not, what is it, made out of corn ethanol, right? Or it is?
I think soybeans is actually the best thing right now for creating biofuels. And so my guess is it would be soybeans, but I don't actually know in this specific instance.
Didn't they have a problem for a long time with that they couldn't ship ethanol in a pipeline or through a long pipeline? Or am I making that up, Greg?
Yeah, so ethanol is a little bit different in that ethanol, what they would do is they would take that corn matter and they would mix it in with the gasoline. And so when you go to the gasoline pump, you'll see, you know, this contains up to 10% ethanol, for instance. And whenever you mix that ethanol with the gasoline, it has different chemical properties. And so, yeah, it can create some problems in small engines, for instance. A lot of boat engines will tell you not to use ethanol-based gasoline and also when shipping it. So, yeah, that's true. Those properties are a little bit different, and they've created some technical challenges in the past.
So this new product made from soybean, this would, if that's what it is, this would not damage small engines, and this would be more comparable to crude oil that was taken out of the ground?
So my understanding of this particular project is that they want to create biodiesel, which is a lot of these projects right now. So it would be used in diesel engines. So think about, you know, large trucks and those kind of things. And, yeah, this biodiesel, from everything I've heard and read, it can be 100% replaced with current diesel. So you can take a current diesel engine that's currently running, you can put in biodiesel, and you can run it at the same chemical properties and operates the exact same way. So it's pretty innovative, and it's a pretty interesting way to think about, you know, we've talked about the decarbonization of the Louisiana economy before. This is a way to create a liquid fuel that leverages that refining industry that's a really important employer in the state. And at the same time, move to a decarbonized world, because we're not extracting that oil and combusting that carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. That carbon dioxide was taken out of the atmosphere to grow these products, and then it's replaced back into the atmosphere. And so there's a really great opportunity for really transforming how transportation works globally. And this is ground zero here in southern Louisiana for that transformation.
When it comes to the refinery, is it an adapt or die situation, Greg?
So in this particular instance, I just don't really know. You know, I was listening to Guy McGinnis before me on your show. Mm-hmm. But what I would say is that, you know, there's really two strategies broadly for refineries to adapt. The first strategy is moving to a biofuel-based refinery. So that's when you take you know, algae or plant matter that we grow here in, you know, 2021 and refine that into gasoline and diesel and other refined products. The other option that there's a lot of discussion going on right now in the state is what's called carbon capture and sequestration. And so you can take the carbon dioxide that comes out of the refining process, and you can actually store that deep underground. And so I think that, yes, I think that moving to a biofuel-based economy is one of the ways that we can have a robust refining industry into the future, even in a world where we're achieving those decarbonization targets, which, of course, our governor has been pushing for with his task force, as well as the Paris Accord and all of these companies that are also having these goals.
All right, we'll pick it up here when we come back. What I was talking about earlier, just to clean this up, is according to the Agriculture Marketing Research Center, ethanol absorbs water and impurities that normally reside in fuel pipelines. Because of this, transportation and storage systems used for ethanol gasoline blends must be kept essentially free of water. So they did have a problem running ethanol through pipelines then. Just wanted to clean that up. It's 8:50, time for traffic now on WWL. 8:53, 7 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about some changes that, and Greg Upton, assistant research professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies, the company's borrowed the money, but they've not yet made these changes, have they?
That's correct, yeah. They're talking about doing the changes right now, and they have applied for what's called the Industrial Tax Exemption Program. And, you know, if and when that's approved, that's when they'll make what we call a final investment decision, or FID, and move forward with the project.
So, again, I asked you about adapt or die, and I'm not quite sure what the answer was. Is this what refineries are going to have to move to eventually, if not for lack of crude oil out of the ground, for regulations from governments, et cetera?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, if you think about the goal that, you know, that pretty much, you know, most of the world has stated now with the Paris Accord, as well as companies now are coming out with their own decarbonization commitment, it's to reduce that those greenhouse gases, which includes carbon dioxide, that we're emitting into the atmosphere. And so why is it that the oil and gas industry is an emitter of carbon dioxide? Well, it's really simple. We're taking organic matter that pulled carbon dioxide out of the air literally hundreds of millions of years ago, and we're digging all that up, and we're combusting it in a relatively short time period. And when I mean short time period, I mean in the span of hundreds of years. And so one of the ways that we can reduce that emission of that carbon dioxide is, instead of taking the oil that came out of the ground that extracted that carbon dioxide from the air hundreds of millions of years ago, we can do that process here in the modern century. And so you can do it with algae, you can do it with plants, whatever you want. But at the end of the day, you're simply taking plant matter and you're creating those fuels that we're used to using every single day. And so that's a strategy in which you could foresee having an economy that's actually really similar to the economy of today. You still have jet fuel, you still have diesel, you still have gasoline, you still have the refining industry, you still have all these pipeline systems that is part of our economy. But what's being used in those systems is renewable fuels that come from plant-based matter today. And this is just one project that's an example of that transition that very well could be occurring right now. So it's really exciting to see, and it's an exciting way to see how a historically based economy that's oil and gas based, like Louisiana, is adapting to these changes that are happening globally.
You know, along those lines, they built the big medical corridor downtown New Orleans, hoping to attract researchers and so forth, and make New Orleans a hub for that. Is there a way that the oil and gas industry could begin transitioning now here in Louisiana, so we would keep jobs, we would add jobs, and we would be on the forefront of a greener way of producing energy, if you will?
Absolutely. And this is just one example of that. You know, I think we have two other refineries right now in Louisiana that are already producing biodiesel. So if my count is correct, this will be the third, and maybe there's one or two other that I actually don't even know about. The other thing that I mentioned before the break that Louisiana really is becoming a leader in is this idea of carbon capture and storage. So you can have these industrial facilities that are taking that carbon dioxide and putting them deep into the ground. And it turns out that Louisiana is a really perfect place to be a leader in that area for two reasons. Number one, we have that historical presence of the oil and gas industry. But the second reason is the geology that you need in the ground to be able to put that carbon dioxide and for it to stay there has to be pretty specific. It only works in specific areas. And so it's coincident that our geology is actually really perfect for that. And so right now there's a lot of investment going on, and I hope to see Louisiana as a leader in that decarbonization effort while preserving that historical energy-based economy that we have.
And I was just going to ask you, we have a minute left. How hard is that going to be to get that messaging across? Because a lot of times oil and gas people hear green and they go through the roof when in fact it could be a good thing, right?
You know, it's funny. I think if you look a decade ago, what you said is like you would hit that nail on the head. I think there was a lot of apprehension of people in the oil and gas industry to see this transition. But if you look right now at the two big oil and gas organizations in the state, LMOGA and LOGA, Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association, Louisiana Oil and Gas Association, both of those organizations have come out as a supporter of this decarbonization movement. I don't want to put words into their mouth, but that's how I've interpreted what they've said. And I think are definitely looking at this, like you said, is if we want to survive into the future, we have to be a part of this transition. We can't just resist it. And so I'm hopeful. Of course, there's big risks out there, but I'm hopeful that Louisiana is going to be able to make that transition and come out as a leader in that space.
Me too. Thank you, Greg. Greg Upton, Assistant Research Professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.